Carlos, how would you describe what Pete Alonso has done defensively these first two games?
Oh, unbelievable. He doesn't get enough credit, because of his defense. But he's elite, especially when we're talking about receiving throws, using the whole bag, the footwork, just the target, and making plays, that he can get to. We saw it again today, hell of a pick on a Lindor play, that play to end the game right there, another throw that where he has to come off the base. So there's a lot of positive from him defensively. So I've been saying it all along, he doesn't get any credit.
What signs have you seen from Vientos over the last couple of weeks that he may be starting to turn a corner here?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was after he doesn't get the job done with the bases loaded there, he doesn't get down and he gets another opportunity right there and comes through, so that's a really good sign, especially when it's been hard for you, and that's the case for Mark. So not missing pitches, even though he missed on that first at bat with the bases loaded, the one that he fouled off, but doing a better job of controlling the strike zone, and just finding holes. You need a hit like the one tonight, who ended up being the biggest hit of the night. But I think it just his ability to turn the page was good to see tonight.
Say about Peterson's resourcefulness that he just kept getting out of trouble all night.
Yeah, I mean, he made pitches when he needed to, got ground balls. Line drive right at the third baseman there. We turned a double play. We played very good defensively today, Nim makes a play leading off an inning there. That's a different inning with Flores. So I thought he kept making pitches, the changeup. I thought the sinker was up in the zone a little bit today, but he's still able to give us six and give us a chance, He trusts the defense, and, again, the situation or the moment is never too big for him.
When you have your leverage guys lined up and ready to deploy the way you did tonight, I mean, just how comfortable a feeling is that, even in a one-run game?
Yeah, he's definitely comfortable, knowing that those guys are ready to go on a one-run game, Yeah, and for them, it was pretty impressive for Garrett today, pitch efficient, attacked the zone, got quick outs, same thing for Stanek, and then Sugar on that last inning. Obviously, they hit a couple of balls hard, but he was able to get that last one. So when they're ready to go, we're going to be aggressive. There's going to be times where, we're going to push the starters, but I thought today was a day that, with them, like I said, fresh, I was going to go to them.
You mentioned Pete not getting the credit he deserves at first base. I mean, defensively, how do you think he stacks up against some of the better defensive first basemen in the league?
He's right up there with the conversation. I know some of the defensive metrics because of the range, but other than that, you want the ball being hit to Pete, If he gets to it, he's going to make the plays. And not to mention, he's unbelievable picking balls in the dirt, I said it last year, and I've been saying it all along, He doesn't get enough credit. I put him right up there with anybody in the league.
Maybe don't get factored in enough when they should be for him?
Yeah, I think, metrics, the way you see it nowadays, everybody's got different information, the range obviously takes a lot of value, and that's why a lot of these players sometimes get dinged because, maybe an extra ball or two on that four hole that they're not able to get to, then, they're going to be negative at times. But like I said, balls hit to him, he's going to make the plays, and as an infielder, you want a first baseman like that.
Everything okay with Brandon after that foul ball?
Yeah, he should be all right. I got to check with him, but he should be all right.
How big is it to get two wins to start off a pretty big trip for you going to two potential playoff teams?
Yeah, they're all important. Yesterday we beat a pretty good pitcher, and then today another one too, in a close game. That's a good team right there, and he's going to be like that, for the rest of the season. There's a lot of good teams in the National League. We know we're good, and we got to continue to play well. So.
You're sticking ahead with the NL East. You're a half game ahead. How important, you've been below 500 on the road. How important is it to get these wins two straight, and I think you're four of the last five on the road?
Yeah, look, I mean, in order for us to get to where we're going to get, we got to play well at home. We got to play well on the road, We haven't been able to do that, especially early on. But as of late, I like the compete. I like, we're getting the results. But understanding is a long season, We still got ways to go. There's a lot of good teams out there. So we just got to continue to do what we've been doing. The mindset is one day at a time, one series at a time. And I'm glad we were able to get these two. And we got a chance to for the third one tomorrow.